This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on education, knowledge, training, and development. I want to give special thanks to David Wolf and his audio expertise. Without his professional team, we would not be able to create these podcasts. I also want to give special thanks to Dionavi Implant Company, special thanks to Vocal Dental Supply Company, Patterson Dental Supply Company, and Henry Schein Dental Company. Their expertise has helped me over the last 37 years build a wonderful business and a wonderful life for my family and myself. For those new to my podcast, I sold my business several years ago with about roughly a total of 12 to 13 dental practices. And I have created a new DSO and a new business plan, trying to avoid some of the mistakes that I made in the first go around. At this particular point in time, what I have found as an enormous challenge is what has happened, at least in our area, and I believe has been happening across the United States, and that is the downward pressure on our fees. Day in and day out, I have a fee schedule, and that fee schedule, in my opinion, compensates myself and my team very well. However, that fee schedule is almost non-existent since over 85% of our patient base, of which is roughly 14,900 patients, is almost always associated with some kind of dental plan. And that dental plan is constantly pushing our fees downward. That means if I typically charge $385 for a simple extraction, $550 for a full bony impaction, $700 for a bone graft, when I put those fees into our log, the insurance company is taking my $385 extraction and downgrading it to $169. They're taking a bone graft and either not paying for it at all or downgrading that by at least 50%. The list goes on and on. The reason I'm discussing this with you is I have constantly been trying to fight City Hall, or in this case, the dental insurance companies. And we all know as dentists, they just beat you up day in and day out. It is a never-ending battle, which is extremely difficult to win unless you just simply throw your arms up and say, I'm no longer associated in taking insurance plans, or I will not take any assignment of benefits. This is an excellent strategy, and this strategy can work in many cases for certain individuals. But for those individuals trying to build a patient base, for those individuals trying to bring on associates and build a solo practice into a group practice into a dental support organization, in most cases, you will be stymied. You will be forced to accept these dental plans. And in my opinion, you will have to look for the most efficient and effective way to provide care and service and still maintain quality. But there's a limit to how we can do that. I know in our practice, in almost all cases, our dental hygienists are giving the injections to anesthetize the patient. In almost all cases, we're using a dry shield for isolation. And in almost all cases, a CEREC EMAX or zirconium crown is being made by our CEREC system. And the temporaries, when necessary, are made by dental assistants. Without boring you, I have to delegate. Without the delegation and without the supervision of that delegation, it is almost impossible to make these numbers work in healthcare and in particular dentistry today. I am mentioning this because as I looked for a way and how beautiful our profession was in the past, when very few people were on dental plans and the dental plans that did exist allowed us to balance bill our reasonable and customary fees. Those days seem to be gone, and I don't know if they'll ever return. Again, for a solo practice, a boutique practice that's not interested in growing with associates and additional practices, the strategy of being a boutique practice and only doing fee for service and not taking assigning of benefits is an excellent strategy. But for most of the individuals trying to bring on associates and build a business, you will be forced to take a wide variety of insurance plans. What I'd like you to consider at this point is what other areas can we practice that were like the good old days? And in my opinion, over the last 5 years, I have been experimenting with non-surgical aesthetics. And I'd like to share with the listeners to at least consider these options. Those options, in my opinion, fall under the following category. Injectables, which I'll refer to as neuromodulators, which are Botox, Dysport, Xeomin, and fillers, which generally are collagen, to improve the contours, the wrinkles, the tightness of the skin around the face, head, and neck region. They all fall under injectables. There is no insurance associated with it. It is 100% fee for service. And I find it amazing that where someone would say to me, I don't want to do a crown today because my insurance won't cover it, they're the same people that sit in my chair and allow me to inject either Botox, Dysport, Xeomin, or fillers to improve their facial aesthetics. Again, I would suggest you think about this alternative because it provides an unlimited source of income, and it is also professionally challenging and enjoyable. The next issue would be to consider implementing non-surgical lasers, non-surgical radiofrequency, and non-surgical intense pulse light. These areas or pedestals of the non-surgical aesthetics allow the practitioner or auxiliaries to reduce body fat, reduce or eliminate brown and red spots from sun damage, to reduce adipose or superficial fat, to get rid of wrinkles, scars, to tighten the pores of the skin, to overall improve and freshen the overall appearance. I think those of us who have dealt with aesthetics, whether it be purely dental or more on the plastic side, you realize that some people have unrealistic approaches to their care, just like they have in our dental field. But once you get around that and you put in the proper policies, processes, and fee schedule, I think you will find that practicing non-surgical aesthetics can be just like the good old days in dentistry. I'm a firm believer you shouldn't do everything just purely for money. But to be realistic, as I see the dental field changing before my very eyes, and I see the downward pressure on our fees and more control of government and insurance companies in our lives and in our businesses, I would ask you to perhaps consider the Non-Surgical Guide to Aesthetics. It's a book that I've written and you can get on my website. But more important than the book, I think there are opportunities there that are absolutely ideally suited for the dental profession. As you've heard many times, who really knows more about the face, the head and neck region, the musculature, the veins, the nerves, and the overall aesthetics of the lip the smile, the upper third, middle third, and lower third of the face. If you're interested in getting more knowledge and information in this particular area, please look me up on www.ascent-dental-solutions.com. It is one of my businesses along with Ascent Dental Solutions, Ascent Laser Aesthetics, and Ascent Dental Care. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I certainly enjoyed providing the information and knowledge to you. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions, and I want to thank you, and I look forward to chatting with you in our next podcast. Have a great evening.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.